Listen to this news. Uganda-EU expands trade ties at Business Insights 2025 conference in Kampala. The Uganda-EU Business Insights 2025 conference has reinforced the growing trade and investment partnership between Uganda and the European Union. Held in Kampala, the high-impact event brought together over 500 stakeholders, including industry leaders, policymakers, investors, and entrepreneurs. The delegates explored new business opportunities and fostered strategic collaborations. A key highlight of the event was a vibrant reception hosted by EU Ambassador to Uganda, H.E. Jan Sadek, which convened executives from Ugandan and European companies, including small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Discussions centered on the transformative potential of cross-border innovation, focusing on agricultural technology, agtech, and sustainable mining, two key sectors in Uganda's tenfold growth strategy. Ambassador Sadek praised Uganda's impressive export growth to the EU, which nearly doubled from $500 million in 2019 to $900 million in 2024. This increase contributed to a positive trade balance of $150 million, marking Uganda's expanding footprint in European markets. Uganda's primary exports to the EU include coffee, fish, flowers, and cocoa beans, while imports from Europe mainly consist of machinery, pharmaceuticals, and industrial goods. The Uganda-EU trade relationship is flourishing. Today, Uganda enjoys a positive trade balance with the EU, some 150 million euros. "Let's applaud these achievements," said Ambassador Sadek. Uganda remains East Africa's leading destination for foreign direct investment, FDI, offering one of the highest returns on investment in Africa at 13.8% in 2022. Highlighting growing interest from European investors, Sadek reaffirmed Uganda's attractiveness for long-term, high-value investments. "There is a growing interest from EU investors, and not surprisingly, Uganda, as the top recipient of foreign direct investment in East Africa, offers one of the highest returns on investment in Africa," he noted. Uganda's Minister of Finance, Planning, and Economic Development, Hon. Matia Kasaija, emphasized the government's commitment to leveraging agricultural technology, agritech, for economic transformation. "Agricultural technology is a priority in improving production and productivity. This will further support the development of priority value chains and the much-needed value addition, easing access into global export markets," Kasaija stated. With 70% of Uganda's workforce engaged in agriculture, the minister stressed the importance of increased FDI and private sector participation to drive agro-industrialization. He reiterated the critical role of Uganda's key exports, such as coffee, fish, flowers, and cocoa beans, in driving economic growth. "I urge all stakeholders to fully and actively participate in and support this partnership," he added. The conference further spotlighted the EU's investments in agtech and sustainable mining, acknowledging their potential to drive economic growth, generate employment, and improve livelihoods. "These sectors, agtech and sustainable mining, have the potential to drive economic growth, create employment, and improve the livelihoods of our people, both in Uganda and the EU," Sadek remarked. Through the Global Gateway Initiative, the EU is mobilizing $1.8 trillion in investments by 2027 for sustainable projects globally. Key projects in Uganda include the rehabilitation of the Nalubal-Kira hydropower plant to enhance the country's energy infrastructure. "We believe in long-term, mutually beneficial partnerships, not quick wins, but real, lasting impact," Sadek emphasized. Ambassador Sadek also addressed challenges such as climate change, limited access to finance, and evolving global trade regulations. He underscored the importance of innovation, collaboration, and compliance with international trade and environmental standards. "That's why we need events like this, where we can come together to share knowledge, expertise, and best practices to overcome challenges, while ensuring adherence to EU and international standards on environment and human rights," he stated. The Uganda Development Bank, UDB, played an active role, with Managing Director Patricia Ojangole engaging with stakeholders on investment opportunities and strategic collaborations. The event featured panel discussions, exhibitions, and B2B matchmaking sessions, creating a platform for businesses to explore new partnerships and growth strategies. Policy and law: Trump orders reciprocal tariffs on trade partners, targets Canada's digital tax.